This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military general staff spokesperson said Tuesday Russia's war efforts remain concentrated on making advances in the eastern Luhansk region. During his daily remote briefing, a spokesman, Alexander Stupin, confirmed Russian artillery strikes and shelling in the Donetsk region, but he did not confirm recent claims from the Russian Defense Ministry that the strategic city of Severodonetsk was captured after days of back-and-forth street battles. He would only say that fighting in the eastern industrial city continues. Stupin also said Ukraine is facing an ongoing threat of invasion and missile attacks from Belarus. He said a force of 80,000 troops appeared to be massing just over the border in Belarus to the north. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ambassador to Israel Tuesday urged his host country to provide its covered Iron Dome missile defense system to Ukraine, saying it would help the country protect its civilians in its war with Russia. Ambassador Yevgeny Kornilyuk fell short of accusing Israel of blocking the sale of the weapon, but he said he wanted the Israeli government to back up its verbal support of Ukraine with military assistance.
I want the government of Israel to go out from the comfort zone, saying that everything is fine. So we heard a lot of the nice words from the politicians, which is great, but it's not good enough. Words is not enough. So what I want to underscore, what I want you to emphasize on, is that Israel don't owe Ukraine nothing. We are not begging you for help. But we do believe that on the moral side, Israel have to take the part of the rest of the Western world and help Ukraine with all possible means.
This is VOA News. The Summit of the Americas is being held on U.S. soil in Los Angeles for the first time in three decades, and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is looking to show her clout in her home state. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Gathering in Los Angeles will give Harris a chance to connect with Latin American and Caribbean leaders who have seen little of her since she was given the thankless task of addressing migration's root causes. The only three with whom she met on two quick trips to the region are skipping the summit: the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, who are protesting the U.S. decision to not invite authoritarian governments from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Harris's biggest achievement in the region so far was helping secure $1.2 billion in corporate commitments to invest in Central America. Today, she announced more than $1.9 billion aimed at creating economic growth to discourage young adults from fleeing their homes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Brazilian indigenous association reports a British journalist and an indigenous affairs expert are missing in a remote part of Brazil's Amazon region, known for violent conflicts among fishermen, poachers, and government agents. The Univaha Association of Indigenous People in western Brazil's Vale do Javari region said Guardian newspaper regular contributor Dom Phillips and association advisor Bruno Pereira were last seen Sunday in the São Rafael community. They are bound via boat for the city of Italia do Norte, about an hour away, but never showed up. Pereira is currently on leave from his post with Brazil's Indigenous Affairs Agency and is one of its most experienced employees operating within the region. He oversaw the agency's regional office and coordination of isolated indigenous groups before taking leave. He has received a steady stream of threats from illegal fishermen and poachers. He usually carries a gun. The Indigenous Association said the two had been threatened during their current reporting trip. The association said they disappeared while returning from a two-day visit to the Yaburo Lake region, where Phillips interviewed local indigenous people. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will go public with its findings starting this week. Lawmakers hope to show the American people how democracy came to the brink of disaster. The series of hearings will take place over the next several weeks, with a televised hearing Thursday evening in which the nine-member panel plans to give its overview of it, an overview of its 11-month investigation. More than 1,000 people have been interviewed by the panel. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine's military general staff spokesman said Tuesday Russia's war efforts remain concentrated on making advances in the eastern Luhansk region. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.